introduce ourselves as a band.
Yes.
Cool, yeah.
Sean bought a record.
Oh, he liked that, yeah.
Do you remember which record you bought?
Yeah, I bought the Peter Shelley, the Homo Sapien
album.
And I know he's listening right now. We love you, Rob. Thank you, Rob, for listening.
Yes. We do love you, Rob. Thank you so much for everything you do for local music. Honestly, you're really a true gem, and I just very much appreciate like all the support you've given me over the years.
So, yeah, Rob's a good supporter for a lot of local acts.
Oh, I know. He's great.
Yeah, he's definitely like a cornerstone of the scene, I think, really.
Yes, and Big Papa has a Madhouse Record t-shirt.
I do. I have the one with it was done by Oak. That's right. She designed it, and it's wearing out. I have to get another one. Rob, I need a new shirt. So if you got any more, extra, extra, extra large, because, you know, I am Big Papa, so.
All right, and we're going to get to another song by Auto Movement. Tell me about this band.
That was a band I played guitar in, like, around 1998, 1999, 2000. We put out an EP, played a bunch of shows, and yeah, that's about it. Kind of closer to what we're doing now.
Ooh.
So you'll sort of see the evolution, the long, slow evolution.
And this one's called As We Slip Away. Yeah, take me back.
Oh, no kidding.
All right. You have some events that are coming up.
We do. We have a few shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
August 8th at Take Your Time, 648 Kingsway, with RXHX, Us, Too Much Light, and The Rumens. It's going to be a good sort of gothy post-punk show.
Nice.
It's a Friday night, so everybody show up. September 26th, we're playing in Penticton at Clancy's Pub with Nunya and J. Daniel Kramer. September 27th in Kelowna at Dunenzi's Pizza with Worried Chest, Cool Band, Beyond Horizon, and Us. And then kind of confirmed, maybe not confirmed, July 27th in Kamloops at the Bridgeview Theater with Lulu Lulu, French.
I thought it was Lulu Montage.
Montage, sure.
That could be it.
Yeah. But another, like a cool band.
Yeah, they look really
regardless
cool.
Regardless of how you say it.
Awesome. And so you said you guys are going to play at a pizza place.
We are, yeah.
Wow. So what kind of pizza do you guys like to eat?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good
question. Has to be vegetarian for me.
I mean, I will eat any pizza, honestly. Yeah.
Big Papa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too, really. Any pizza. But no anchovies. But everything else is on. You know.
Okay, Hawaiian for me.
I will eat anchovies.
Actually, I don't know if I ever had anchovies, actually, come to think of it.
I mean, yeah, I'll eat whatever.
All right. Well, she'll eat whatever because she's got liquid courage, yo. Tell me about Little Miss Liquid Courage.
So Little Miss Liquid Courage was from my concept album, Sex, Drugs, and Shiny Brass Poles, which was examining societal issues through the lens of somebody who works in a strip club, because I've worked as a stripper, and so what I started noticing was, like, people, when they're in that environment, they're really just stripped down to sort of their base instincts, and they really reveal the type of person that they are. Little Miss Liquid Courage is really about the ridiculous beauty standard that people were being held to in that industry in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed quite a bit now. Like, there's a lot more body acceptance and body positivity. But back in the day, I mean, it was all about looking like a Barbie. And so, you know, you'd have your booking agent be like, you know, get your boobs done, go get a tan, dye your hair blonde, you know, like, lose some weight. It was always like, lose some weight, get your nails done, take your piercings out. You know, and Little Miss Liquid Courage was just like me voicing my frustration at that, and then unfortunately having to conform a little bit to that, and actually like having it kind of make me die a little bit on the inside. So that's what that song's about. It's about being a sellout.
Sell out.
Yeah. All right, so just so you know, folks, Borg Queen Jenny here, she's an artist as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Tell us, what inspired you to become an artist?
Well, I mean, I've been doing art since I can remember, and I've been a career artist since I graduated high school. So originally I went to school for animation and ended up working in video games for a little bit as a game artist. Did not enjoy it because video games are not my passion, but film is. So I decided that I wanted to get into film, specifically production design. And what I really wanted to do with my project, Borg Queen, which is now Bionarch, is I wanted to have it be a multidisciplinary project. So music, art, and film. So I could use like all my technical disciplines and, you know, all my career training that I'd had up to that point as well. So I also went to school for audio engineering. You know, I draw and I paint. So each song that I write has a painting or a piece of artwork that goes with it. So each one of my Borg Queen or Bionic songs does have a piece of artwork.
Yes, and I have interviewed Jenny before, and she brought one of her artworks, and it was like a 3D, like, it was humongous. This was an amazing piece of artwork because it was like your blood, sweat, and tears, I think, remember?
Yeah.
You actually had like your actual sweat dripping in it or something.
Yeah, so that,
and
yeah,
blood. And
yeah. Yeah, so that was actually for blood, sweat, and tears. Like, all of my blood, sweat, tears pieces had my literal blood, sweat, tears mixed into the sculpting medium. You know,
that's definitely making you, you know, part of yourself, part of your own art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Because that's what that project really has been. It's really been a form of art therapy for me. I mean, Too Much Light is really just about having fun, making stuff that's dancey. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Borg Queen and Bionic stuff, that's definitely quite a bit darker. So
it's been quite a journey then for you, like, all, you know, all from your art to your music to what you do for film and your designing and everything. It's been a real journey for you
it's been a real journey, and it's kind of come full circle. Like, I'm finally doing what I really, really love doing, which is making music videos.
Nice.
And working in the art department and also making music. So I mean, I'm very fortunate that I get to do what I love doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it has been a difficult journey because I've been pretty uncompromising about not going and just being like, you know, giving up and like, oh, I'm just gonna go get a normal job. Mm-hmm. So I've had to make some sacrifices, and income security is definitely one of them. But, you know, I'd say overall it's been worth it.
All right, and Sean brought some CDs to the studio today. Tell me about this red one here.
That's a friend's band, Luna Red.
Yes.
I used to do a record label back in the day, so I put out a bunch of sort of, you know, goth adjacent type CDs or records, CDs back then. And we're going to play a song called The Cut Ups, just because I like it, and I think it's going to fit in well with the day and the show.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Instrumental by Ghost Orchid.
That was wild.
Yeah. Ghost Orchid's another band we put out back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I think. Similar, staying in the goth vein.
What's the name of the label?
Global Symphonic.
Global Symphonic.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about this next one, The Organ.
The Organ, another sort of post-punk gothy band from Vancouver. They got pretty popular back in the day. We put out an EP with them. Yeah.
And then this one's called Sinking Hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is also the same name as the album. All right, right here on CJSF.
I'm
All right, guys. You have some shout-outs you want to do?
Yeah, we would like to shout out to our bandmate, Paris, who could not be here today, unfortunately. But we love her, and we miss her dearly.
Awesome. All right, and where can people follow you?
We are mostly active on Instagram, though we do have a Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Too Much Light on Facebook. And then our Instagram page is TooMuchLight_music.
Awesome. Yeah.
And you will see the moth icon, and you will know that it's us.
Awesome. All right.
You will know.
Yes. And thank you, Big Papa, for coming on the show.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. And we'll catch you all next week, folks. This is DJ Medi signing out. We're going to end with It's Over by Borg Queen. Special guests, Sean and Jenny. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van.
Yeah, baby. We have like a minute left. And I just want to quickly ask, what do you guys think about World Goth Day?
I love World Goth Day.
Right?
It's the day of my people.
That's right.
I can just go outside and people will be like, oh, hey, it's World Goth Day. I'm like, yeah. And they're not asking me, like, you know, am I going to a party? Is it a costume? You know?
And what does it mean to be goth? What do you guys feel?
It's really just about self-expression and appreciating the darker side of things.
I love it.
Beauty and the dark.
I agree with that.
I like the beauty of the dark.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.